Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good, amen? Hallelujah, God is truly good. And this is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and we will be glad in it. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his most holy name. Our God is good. I thank you for joining in this morning, and I pray that something will be said that will make a difference. Hallelujah. Strengthen you. Hallelujah. To get you to get a little closer, do the work that God has called you to do. Just encouragement. Yes, just encouragement. Just to hold your hands up and say hallelujah. Well, yes, we are Remnant Ministries, and this is Tea Time with Yeshua, Jesus, and me. And we welcome you to the Traveling Cafe. With the gold table, yes, it is. I couldn't get my old gold up there when I was trying to put, make my announcement or print my letter here. But it is the Golden Cafe, the Golden Table. And we invite you to have a seat, relax. And one day we'll be in a city near you, and we would love to have you to come and join us. We intend to have guests from time to time to talk about different subjects. But now this morning, we're going to talk about love. How about that? Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. It's all about love. God is good. And God is love. So we need to truly get a refresher, a reminder of just what love is. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just love saying hallelujah. So I hope it doesn't bother you. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Amen. 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 We know that there are some who are having some very, very, very bad weather. We thank God here on this side, it wasn't as bad as it could have been. We were still able to go and move about freely, yet there were some incidents, and we had a fatality, I understand. So we ask that you lift the families up who have went through, but on the whole, it wasn't as bad as it could have been, not as bad as some of our neighbors and brothers and sisters are experiencing, and we truly don't take the light granted and feel relaxed and content because we're okay. Amen? Just because we're okay doesn't mean that everything is okay. So we need to be mindful and sensitive to the fact that others are indeed going through. And since we're really in a position where we can speak to the Lord for them. Amen. Hallelujah. God is truly good, and we're just going to get right on into it. We're at this going to the throne of grace. Father God, it is in the name of Yeshua Jesus we come, giving you glory and blessing your name, Father. We thank you for your mercy, and we thank you for your grace, Lord God. We thank you for this day, for truly this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for being able to meet with our friends and on this moment at this particular time, hallelujah, designated, and it's an appointment, and we're both so grateful that it's an appointment approved by you, and we agree that we're going to meet you here at this time. Thank you for all that you will do, all that you have done, in the name of Yeshua, Jesus, the Christ, the Son of the living God. We glorify you, we thank you for how you're perfecting this broadcast, Almighty God. We thank you, hallelujah, Holy Ghost, that you will speak through me and
to me and to those that you have ordained to hear. We thank you that you've given us ears to hear, our eyes to see, and our heart to obey. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you for where I'm weak. You are indeed strong. Oh, so we're leaning and depending on you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. We ask that you rebuke every hindrance spirit, every demonic force that will prevent those who you have assigned to be here. Hallelujah. That can't happen, won't happen in Yeshua's mighty name. Thank you for rebuking it, Almighty God. Sweet, sweet, I know. Hallelujah. Thank you, for it is your will, your way, and your purpose, Almighty God. We are leaning on you and depending on you. Now have your way. It's a privilege and an honor. Hallelujah. We have started out, hallelujah, asking the Lord to allow us to just take a moment regards to where we were or are and just read a scripture, meditate on the word of God. So we're still doing that, but we're taking it to another place, and we're still encouraging you to take a moment out of your day to spend with the Lord. And don't forget your cup of tea. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sharing tea with a friend. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. A nice, especially in the wintertime, a nice soothing cup of tea mid-morning is so delightful. Amen. And then you can just pull out your Bible, put your feet up, even if you're at work just for a moment, put your feet up, go in the cafeteria, the break room, and just be quiet. And someone, oh, I'm sorry. You're just taking a moment's break. And you just say, yes, with my friend. Amen, amen. But we're taking it a little further. Hallelujah. Because we at the golden table. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And at the golden table, we, as I stated before, we'll be talking about different things. We'll be sharing. Oh, it's going to get very exciting after a while. Oh, yes, it is. It's exciting now. Hallelujah. I hate to say it, but God has allowed me to use some of you as sounding boards, and I'm excited about that, and I'm grateful, and I am humble that the Lord will use you to help me to go forward. And that's such an encouragement, and we are to be encouragers one to another. So let's get in. We're asking the Holy Ghost to indeed come and just help us and to lead us and guide us and speak to us and through us, and let us hear what thus says the Lord. Now we're talking about love. There are four kinds of love. An empathy bond, EMPATHYBOND. And then there's the friend bond. We basically understand what that is. The romantic love, we certainly understand what that is. And the unconditional love, God's love. Amen. I just wanted to bring it in a way that we can just kind of, we're familiar with it. And let's see some of the scriptures. And there are hundreds of scriptures, maybe even more, on love. We're wanting to just begin to crack the shell, and prayerfully it will encourage you to really get into it, because we want to know what love means. God is love, and we are to love, and we want to know just what is being said and what is being expected of us. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, a scripture that most of us know and we're familiar with, 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 5. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrong. Now, it's showing you what it is. It's telling you what it is. It's patient. It's kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not pride. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrong. And we could just stop there. And we could begin to ask God to search our heart, speak to us, show us where we are not operating in love. Yeah, show us. Let's be straightforward and honest. Those who are in ministry, those who are going into ministry, those who, any work that you're doing, you just got saved, been saved, every once in a while we need a self-check. Amen? Because we have a tendency to think we're better than people. We turn our nose up at people and we say, I'm not jealous and I'm not envious. Let someone get something. We even have the audacity to think that a person doesn't deserve it. Why I didn't get mine? It's not your time, not your season, perhaps. All things are in God's hands. All things work together. But I'm saying this, that if we want to be pleasing, God, our Father's love, we are new creations, but we're holding on to old stuff. We're even allowing hurt and pain and deception and all of that to just pack in us, and we're not realizing, and we've had it so long that we're familiar and comfortable with it and think it's all right. Well, it's just me. We're to be an example of Christ on the earth. Scripture says be an imitator of God. Scripture says, behold, all things are new. That is no longer our nature to be opposite to what we've just heard. Amen? Now, let's look at John, 1 John 4 and 8. It reads, anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. Now, remember this, love is a noun and love is a verb. That's homework. Now, you know, I gave you I gave you four kinds of love. And this is homework, because I can't do it all. And when we have our round table and we're sitting together, several of us together, we're really going to expound into it and really get into it. But what I want to do this morning is get us where we begin to think about it, meditate on love, examine ourselves, see where we are, if we need God in any area. The unconditional love, the empathy bond, and that is the capacity to feel what another person is feeling. And we can take it to the Lord. We can pray about it. Loving those who will despitefully misuse you. Loving those, if they need something, you're there to lend a helping hand with a good attitude, a prayerful attitude. Why? Because God has done the same thing for you, and he's done it for me. For God so loved the world. While we were yet sinners, he gave his son to die for us. And there are those who don't know it. There are those who may have been in the church for years and still doesn't have a clear understanding, and they are blinded because of all the things that they've gone through in their life that's blocking them from seeing it. So when we're kind, a smile, a kind deed, and they'll never hear about it again, guess what? That will go a long way. All right, let's get back. John 1, 1 John 4, 20 through 21. If a man says, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he has seen, how can he say he love God? Or how can he love God whom he has not seen? 21. And his commandments have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. Let's do that again. Sorry. If a man says, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. Now, what you say about that? What you say about it? Think about it. Don't tell me, oh, no, I can't do that. You don't know what they did to me. You don't, hey? That's true. But then I have to say, look around and see what the things that I've done against God. The sins I have committed, and I begged him to forgive me. You know? All right, and here's one, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Just think, everlasting life. He loves us. He has prepared this life for us now. And when we enter into eternity. Amen. God love. We don't. You know, sometimes we'll dislike people and we'll set them up. People will come for advice and we'll give them wrong advice and just say, just watch them. And we're resentful of them and we cause obstacles. We've stopped things from happening for them because we say what we think they're thinking. I just can't stand them. And we even interfere sometimes when the work that God has given people to do. We act as if that person had come up with that on their own. And we forget that it's kingdom work that they're attempting to do. And we will withhold what we could do to help them because look like their ministry is going to be better than ours. How can that be? How can that be? God has given each one of us an assignment. We should be dutiful to do what God has called us to do. And we should not mind helping one another. Oh, yeah, they just going to brag and boast. If someone tells you that they're hungry and you give them bread and they turn around and they're nasty to you, you just bless them anyway. Or if they give the bread away, you have done your part. God is not going to judge us on how someone else responds to us. But he's going to judge us on how we respond to the individual. Hallelujah. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. This is what Jesus said. If you, in John 14:15, if you love me, keep my commandments. What are his commandments? That we love our brothers. How will the world know that you are my disciples? By the love. By the love you have one for another. We got the love. Bishop and I were reading, and often sometimes when we hear, when we hear people talk about cattle and things like that, oh, we don't have to worry about that. Well, I say, when was the last time you had a steak? Because in the scripture, it tells you that if you find that your neighbor's cow, that you're supposed to take care of it, not eat it. But we say, oh, that doesn't apply to us. Why not? We don't eat meat anymore. They came from somewhere. And if you find something that belonged to your brother, you ought to take good care of it until you can return it to your brother. Your neighbor. That's what a good neighbor is. Looks out for one another. We care for one another. When one is hurting, we hurt. When one is rejoicing, we rejoice. Yes. We hold one up in prayer. And if they have a need, we don't tell them to go and come back. No. We help them in their need. Yes, we do. God loves you. And he wants us to be different in this earth. He doesn't want us to love like the world. Our love is higher. Our love is deeper because he loves us. And he went deep. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We've experienced things in our life to give us an understanding of his love. Oh, God. And we should want everyone to experience. Someone has been rude to you, we don't have to go off on that person. We can just say a prayer and display a warm smile. Not, well, I'm just going to smile with you anyway. No. Just a warm smile because you're representing Jesus in the earth. And I know there's some serious things that have happened to people. And they'll say, well, you want me to forgive that? Give it to God and love through that. We all have been hurt. We all have had our pure heart busted and never thought it could be put back together again. But the love of God, healing love of God, mended it all back together again. Know how many times you just wish you had someone who put their arms around you You know what that feels like, to be safe and just hold somebody and let them cry and not, I knew that was going to happen. No. 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 Be an imitator of God. Ask God to help you do that. We all need help from God. Ask him to help us with our walk, our love walk. Every day, ask him to give us an opportunity and give us the strength to display the love. Colossians 3:14, and above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. Romans 8:38-39, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Ooh, Romans 8:38-39. I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our love, our Lord. Amen. 1 Peter 4:8. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Oh, glory. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly. Sincere love covers a multitude of sins. Now, think about this. While you loving someone, someone having to do the same thing for you. Think about it. Think about it. As you are doing it for someone, someone somewhere has had to do or is doing it for you. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. My brother and my sister. My brothers and my sisters. My sisters and my brother. Someone has had to forgive you. Someone has had to love you in spite of yourself. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Don't forget. And thank God for it. Thank God. 1 John 2:15. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Read 1 Corinthians 13. Let's go there. God is good. Hallelujah. I hope this is helping someone. I hope that it will soothe and give us something to think about. And when we think about how we have hurt others, they're not so nice to one another, and we think, oh, that was just then. No, but it could have really devastated someone, and that person has had to
go to God and ask God for strength to forgive us. Amen. Hallelujah. It's just not one-sided. You're just not the only one who had to forgive. Do not behave. Oh, let me go up to 14. Love suffers long and is kind. Love envy not. Love. Let me see, where did I go with that? Is that the one I just did, that one? No, we don't want to do that. 13:5. Love do not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. Rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Beareth all things, believe all things, hope all things, and endureth all things. 8. Love never fails, but whether there be prophecy, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away with. But love will never fail. Amen. Love one another and be grateful that God allowed tenderize someone's heart to forgive you, forgive me, and to love you. It was just that serious. Sometimes when you think back, sometimes we don't have to think that far. And as I started earlier saying, there are times that we think we're so, we got it together, so that we don't, we turn our nose up at people. We cause people not to even want to know God because of our attitude. Because of our disposition. Yep, that's what we do. Let's not be that way. Let's be purposeful in our heart to walk in the new man. And the new man walk in love. Yes, the new man walk in love. There are hundreds of scriptures in the Bible about love. And we can do it. If it wasn't important, it wouldn't be here. So I just hope that enough has been said and that it will begin to cause you to wake up and look. Sometimes what we have a tendency to do, we have a tendency to judge quickly and make presumptuous decisions on spontaneous thought without giving things consideration. We have a way of judging people or what appeared to be a deed, and it's not that. But as I like to read for Colossians and Ephesians, where we get so wrapped up and we don't know what to pray for or what we're wanting to say about a person and hoping for a person, instead of being so quick to want to pray our opinion about someone, let's love them enough to want the best for them. And this is one of the scriptures that I really enjoy, and I think it's a good prayer to pray. Ephesians 1:17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Pray that.
the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. And what is the exceedingly greatness of his power to us ward who believe according to the working in his mighty power. We can pray that for someone. We don't have to go into our own thinking, our own, oh, they need to do this. They need. No. Pray that their eyes of understanding will be enlightened. And this is First Ephesians 1:7-8. We can pray that for ourselves. Pray that for someone. It's a good prayer. We don't have to go, well, their life needs to be changed. They need to do that. Hey, pray this for you. Pray for them. Pray for us. How about that? Since we pray. Hallelujah. And yes, there are people who don't have a good understanding, and you can see that they're babes. All right. Pray that they get the knowledge of God. And listen, Philippians 1:9, and this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in judgment, that you may approve things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense until the day of Christ, being filled with the fruit of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ into the glory and praise of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What? Yes, that's what we're talking about. We're maturing up in him. Yes, we know what to pray for. Hallelujah. Yes, lifting each other up. Hallelujah. This I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in the knowledge and in all judgment. That you may approve things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense until the day of Christ. Glory to God. We are praying for one another to be strong in the Lord, to be built up in him. I shumble put up that we don't get wrapped up in this world, that we come higher and we speak from above to the things of the earth to make a difference in this world. You want to go higher. You wanna go to a different level. Somebody will say, glory be to God. Love and pray sincerely. Search out the scriptures. See what God, would have you to pray for his people. All their minds are understanding open. Hallelujah to the love of God. The love of God will change a hard heart. Yes, it will. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our God, this is holy time. This is righteous time. This is time for saints to be saints, to be mature. And we pray the strength of others. We hold them up. We lift them up. God desired that no man should perish. He must see the sons of God shaking the foundation. Oh God, for the whole creation is groaning for the sons of God, for us to display our God-like character. Yes, indeed. It ain't Osamba. Oh, hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. We can say catchy phrases, but we got to live it. We got to walk it through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is not your home. Hallelujah. You're an assignment. Oh, you are the light of the world, the salt of the earth. Hallelujah. You're on assignment to do the will of him who sent you. Hallelujah. Who sent me. And we have to, we see people going through it. We don't judge it. We pray, we pray, we pray. We intercede. That's love. Hallelujah. Oh, that's love. That's love. Hallelujah. That's love. That is the key. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We don't try to our will, our way push. No. God's will. God's purpose. God's plan. Hallelujah. I thank God. Hallelujah. For his love. I thank God for his plan. Oh, I thank him. I thank him. I thank him. His purpose. Each one of our children, he sent here at a specific time. Hallelujah. And it's for his purpose. Oh, God, don't belittle them. Don't call them all kind of things. Lift them up before God. Lift them up. Don't know the great work that he is called to do. Lift them up high, regardless of whether you can see it or not. Lift them up. Love them. And sometimes the love has to be tough. Remisiko. For God chastised those whom he loved. Wrap us and enfold us in your love, dear God. Open our eyes that we may see, and our mouth and fill it with your words, almighty God. And when there's nothing for us to say, zip it, almighty God. We thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. Now, my brothers and my sisters, it's almost time. And I have an announcement. I'm not good at that because I just get so focused on the Lord. But we're having Gathering the Harvest Ministries having their Founders Day, the 15th and the 16th of February. That's a Saturday and Sunday. And the Saturday service is at 7 o'clock, and the Sunday service is at 3 o'clock. We are at 1519 Hamilton Road, Southwest Atlanta, 30311. Again, the address is 1519 Hamilton Road, Southwest Atlanta, the zip is 30311. I pray that you'll be able to make the services. Now, Numbers 6 and 24. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is so good. I am eternally humble. Jude 6. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever. Amen. Now to him that is able to keep you, my brothers and sisters, from stumbling, to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. God loves you. He loves you. Now you love. Hallelujah. For God is love. And we are too. Until the next time.